What's up, y'all? It's your boy, it's your boy Concatenated. Could be your boy Square, but if you think it through, it's kind of silly because, you know, it doesn't really work. So, you know, your boy is a term or a variable. It's, you know, it's each letter a variable because then it's your boy times C, your boy times H, your boy times A, and so on. Then you get a whole fucking polynomial in this bitch. So, your boy Concatenated. Well, it's good. Just want to do a little Juan on what I'm calling the COVID birth rate, right? So it's real interesting how no one wants to talk about the COVID birth rate, right? So there's a huge phenomenon that's been happening in the hospitals. You know, everyone's being tested for the flu and all. And so what you're starting to see happening is, you know, a lot of pregnancies naturally are occurring, and you know, the world didn't stop for COVID. People still having babies, and so technically, the number of people who are having newborns, about 20 or 30% of them, are testing positive for COVID. So, ipso facto, right? COVID made your baby. So technically, the number of people having babies with COVID, since it's being tested now, it's just increasing. Since they started testing pregnant people about a month ago, it's only been increasing. And the number of newborns, the number of COVID babies is just going off the charts. So when you think about it, it's like, oh shit, now we really have a problem, but in the other direction. So we were worried about the deaths, but I'm worried about a crazy population increase and a resource problem on this planet, because the number of babies is going to start based on the rate of increase on those numbers being tested now. It should outpace the deaths within 6 months, and then we may have another 1 billion people on this planet within the year, and then another 1 billion within the next 2 or 3 years. All due to COVID. So this is a problem, guys. And it's like, I want to know, why is no one talking about this? Because we got to start preparing. How is society going to prepare for this population increase? And, you know, I don't know what we're going to have to do. You saw the reaction to the potential deaths. Now it's like, oh shit, this could be even worse in terms of additional people and scarcity of resources. So I just wanted to bring a little awareness to this, kind of get us all ready as a society, get us prepared to handle this. You know, write your congressman. Get them, maybe we need some press conferences, and so on. No, it doesn't seem like a problem now, but if you extrapolate on the numbers on net soon, it's going to be huge. And then it could end society, because there's going to be no food left, with this amount of people. So COVID is causing births like crazy. It's insane. So we got to wake up and respond to this. That's the first order of business. Maybe that'll be it for today. I just wanted to get that quant out there. Lots of things happening with the TSN, brick by brick. It's being built. Having some good combos in the Dragon's Den. Interesting, a lot of poker players in this space. I guess we attract that type of mind. I guess, you know, it's a similar set of skills for understanding markets and game theory and all that. So I was talking to a bunch of guys because I used to play, as you guys know. Talking strategies and stuff about how we used to take down different tables, and yeah, people seem to appreciate my poker analogies, so I got some requests to, you know, touch on that a bit, just because it's entertaining, a little take our mind off things. And it's like, well, yeah, you come into the game, right? If you come into a game and you don't know the table, you don't do anything, you don't play many hands until you get a feel for the table and the players on it, right? And a rhythm for the game. You never start out like that. You never start out just pushing your chips around, bossing people around. It's not the way the game is played by anyone who knows how to play the game. So to start, you only play incredibly strong hands, and even when you do play them, you kind of hope nothing comes out, and you play it to get a feel for people. You're not trying to win big hands. If they happen to come, they come. But then if you get the sense it's a loose table, right? The table's pretty loose, and obviously you have your individual nuances, right, for each player, but it's a loose table. And you know, well, if I put something out there, chances are it's going to get called, right? So you adapt accordingly. So that's kind of what happened to us. And, you know, after I got a feel for the game, set a bit of a trap there. Basically saying, you know, oh, I figured out this new tax strategy, and you know, I'll just file an amendment and redo all my taxes, you know, to save all this money, which I could have done, but you'd have to be a fucking complete moron to think I would take such a risk just to get some money, considering the circumstances of the game. But never overestimate your opponent, right? So with the knowledge that I'd be called, I put that stupid statement out as if it matters what's, you know, a statement from a cartoon character on the internet says about his supposed taxes in terms of the actual tax law. But nonetheless, I digress, knowing you'd call because that was the feel of the game. And so then you put out this guidance and changed the fucking, you actually changed the, well, you clarify the rules. You put out, and then you added some things about airdrops and all that, which my taxes were already in accordance with anyway in the most conservative stance. Don't forget the background, guys, right? So knowing I'd be called, I put out the bait, you took it, and then you established your presence, right? Because by acting against me, you are essentially confirming, you know, let's not play your hands for you. Sometimes I do that too much. So now you're in a bit of a pickle, right? And I'm in a pretty good position here. Don't need to show my hand on that one going forward. Maybe I will, but if I do, then it's like, well, is he doing it on purpose, right? And that's another poker thing. Some, you know, I used to call people to the end if I thought they were bluffing, and I'd like show them my hand to get a tell or see how they reacted to my showing them their hand, and get some information. It actually was a pretty fucking legit strategy. Anyway, I digress. And so now, here we are, right? I've just been kind of slicing at your ankles, waiting for you to take a punch, so I get you vulnerable, because that's, you know, that's how anyone who knows how to fight actually fights, you know. Just go for haymakers and put yourself in a position where you could get hurt, right? So here we are, little by little, without even trying to, I'm starting to get a bit of attention, right? So that's, which I only, again, I truly don't want it at this stage. And so now I'm kind of in your head a little bit, because it's like, well, you called and you fucking lost. And so the next one, if I'm actually bluffing, do you call, right? Like, so you're kind of psychologically scarred from that. And so, you know, be careful. I don't think you should call, because you put your hand on the stove, right? So just keep that in mind going forward, or don't, you know. Disregard all this. Never listen to what you hear at a poker game, right? Rule number one. Let myself a bit off the leash on that one. Just having too much fun here. So, you know, do you. Should be interesting, as always. I don't even need to know my hand. I could play any game blind. So that's just the way I do it. Just silly me. Just bullshitting. What do I know? All right. Peace out, my G's. Again, I told you I was going to tell you how I was beating you as I was beating you, right? So, good stuff. Hope you're enjoying. Peace.